Welcome to the My Magazine podcast, where we talk about everything from pop culture to trending topics. I'm your host, Amani, and you guys are definitely in for an amazing discussion about love, relationships, and singleness during the time of COVID. I had the pleasure of interviewing Yahoo contributor, love and feminist writer, and self-help author, Akamia Deadweiler, about these topics and her book, Single That, Dispelling the Top 10 Myths of the Single Woman. So, if you're in need of some advice as a single woman, or if you need some encouragement, keep on listening. Okay, we're now being joined by Miss Akamia Deadweiler. How are you, Akamia?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Amani?
I'm doing pretty good. So, before discussing your book, I want to dive deep into the topic of love, relationships, and singleness, because despite sickness and, like, racial injustices, COVID has wreaked havoc on love lives around the globe. So,
I want to
start by asking you, what is your idea of healthy love and relationships?
My idea of healthy love and relationships is one that builds you up instead of tearing you down. I don't believe that love is that suffering should be a measurement of love, and how badly someone hurts you or how badly you feel is indicative of how much you love them. I think a healthy relationship, I mean, no one's perfect. Of course, people are going to hurt you. People are going to do things that you don't like from time to time. But I think overall, the relationship, you know, you can judge the health of the relationship by how it makes you feel. If it lifts you up and if it, you know, gives you energy instead of drains you, I think that's an indicator that it is a healthy relationship. Just one that builds you up, adds positivity to your life instead of negativity, and, you know, helps you become the best version of yourself instead of bringing out the worst in you.
Oh, I love that. I completely agree. And our forever FLOTUS, Michelle Obama, recently said that you can't tender your way into a long-term relationship. So, what are your thoughts on that statement that she made?
I didn't even know she said that, but that is hilarious.
Yes, I think it was on her podcast. She has a podcast, too.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. I totally get what she's saying, because Tinder is just so, it just caters to not being serious. You're on here and you're swiping through 100 people a day, and a lot of it is just for attention and to see who likes you and to look at pictures, and rarely do you ever actually connect with someone and have a conversation. And it's like a lot of times people aren't even on there for that. It's just kind of an ego stroke or something to do when you're bored. Like, people don't take it seriously, so it's hard to make a serious connection. But I do think it's possible to find love on Tinder or a serious relationship. It's just, I just think it's rare, and it's kind of a needle in a haystack type of thing where you may have to swipe through a bunch of profiles and go through a bunch of dead ends before you get to someone who can, who is on there for the same reason that you are. So I think about it like, if you're on there because we want to build a meaningful relationship and you hope to find love, there's other people that are on there who want the same thing. It just may take a while. Like I said, it's kind of a needle in a haystack approach. So I get what she's saying. And then, you know, too, I think she's probably a little old school, like a lot of us are when it comes to dating. You know, you think of meeting someone in person at a chance encounter at a grocery store. And I would much rather prefer that. But I think it's a sign of the times. We do everything digitally now, online. So, yeah, it's just a kind of an old school approach. But Tinder is, it's hit and miss, but I definitely think it's possible to find love or find a serious relationship from Tinder.
Okay. Well, what do you think about single women and, you know, what they're about settling? How can single women stop settling?
I think the key is to become comfortable with your singleness, is to become comfortable with who you are and with being alone. If you view being single as a negative and as a problem that needs to be fixed, you are going to settle because you think that being single is worse than the alternative. Whereas I don't believe being single versus being in a relationship, I don't categorize one above the other.
Right.
I think they're both elements that can bring joy to your life if you allow them. But if you don't view it that way, then you will settle because your focus and your goal is just to be in a relationship. It doesn't matter who it's with or how healthy it is, if it's right for you. If you don't view if you view being single as a negative or a problem that needs to be fixed, you will end up settling. So I think you combat that by learning to enjoy your time being single, learning to enjoy being alone, doing things alone that bring you joy, whether that's taking a road trip or checking out a movie or having a spa day. But if you're just sitting on the couch just feeling sorry for yourself and feeling sorry for being single, it's hard not to settle because you're just so focused on this being a negative state. So I think the key is to turn it into a positive state. Learn about yourself, learn your likes and your dislikes, and make being single something that adds value to your life and that will help you naturally not settle.
Those are some great tips. I love that. Earlier this week, you know, news broke about Cardi B filing for a divorce from Offset, and, you know, they've been married for 3 years. So do you feel Cardi B is like a great example of a woman that refuses to settle?
You know, I don't know, it's hard to say, not knowing exactly why she filed for divorce or what was going on behind that. But I will say if she did it because, you know, there was something in the relationship that she felt devalued her, or there was a breach of trust or something like that, I do think that's an example of, you know, not settling. Because a lot of times, like I said, we stay in relationships just because we don't want to be alone. And especially when you're talking about wealthy people, but Cardi B has her own money, so I think that helps her too. But even if you don't, I hate to see women stay in a relationship just for financial stability or because the guy has money or takes care of them. If it undermines your self-esteem and your sense of self-worth, and then I totally think, you know, she's a great example of not settling because she's like, look, I'm going to do this. And it's going to be, I'm going to get a lot of media attention and maybe public ridicule or whatever. She's willing to take all of that on in choosing herself if there was something in the relationship that undermined her sense of self-worth.
Right. And I wish them both the best of luck in this because there is a child involved. So we're sending out our hearts to her.
It's always sad when you have a child involved.
Yeah, but we definitely send out our good vibrations to her during this time, because I know it's hard. So what inspired you to write your book? Let's talk about your book, Single That, Dispelling the Top 10 Myths of the Single Woman.
What inspired me to write the book was just kind of what I touched on before, just always hearing negative connotations about women being single and that there's something wrong with you and you're broken somehow. Yeah. And then most importantly, I just don't like what it does to women. You know, I've seen it kind of, you know, break down women's self-esteem, because then you start to believe that if you're single, maybe there's something wrong with you, or you view it as a negative state and you tie your sense of self-worth to your relationship status, which I feel does us a disservice because a woman is so much more than a lover and a partner and a wife, you know, and a mother. A woman is innately a valuable being, and you have so much more to offer. So when our relationship status is tied to a sense of self-worth, that just really bothers me, and I think it's sad. So I was inspired to write this book to try and combat some of the myths that lead to this tying the sense of self-worth to relationship status. And also, I'm just crushing a bunch of toxic myths about ideas that involve women, especially being single. You know, this idea that you're maybe lonely or broken or desperate, you know, all of these negative assumptions that kind of pile on and are what leads you to tie this to your self-esteem.
Right. And I mean, I'm so glad that you were inspired to write this book, because you are the voice for all of us single women out here.
I'm trying.
So what is the top myth that is depicted in the book, and which one bothers you the most?
I would say there's two. Number one, the one that bothers me the most is the assumption that you're broken. So there's this myth that, you know, you're broken somehow if you're single, especially if you've been single for a while or you start to get older. It's like, okay, what's wrong with her? Why hasn't anybody married her yet? Why is she single? Right. Like I said, as though it's a problem that, yeah, as though it's a problem that needs to be fixed, And I'm not saying, like, all of us have things to work on, and I'm not saying that if you are single, there aren't some things that maybe, some areas where you can grow, because we all have room to grow. But that's precisely my point. We all have room to grow, whether you're married, single, you know, in a relationship or whatever, but to kind of single out women, no pun intended, to so to speak, to single out women who don't have a mate and say that you're, and just assume that you're broken is what bothers me. It's just the negative assumptions that I tie to nothing other than your relationship status. It's not getting to know you and learning who you are and making assumptions based on that. Like, just tying an assumption solely to your relationship status and assuming that you must be broken somehow if you're single. That one bothers me the most. And then probably the assumption that you're lonely, because like I was saying, most of us probably aspire to have a partner in life. You know, experiences are even better when you can share them with someone. But just to assume that if you're single, you're automatically lonely, I just believe it's factually inaccurate, because like I was saying, there's a lot. You can still enjoy life. You can still live a full life when you're single. And I know a lot of single women that do. Like, I've done it. It's just about what you do at that time. But a lot often, like, other people will just assume, like, oh, if you're single, you're lonely, or you're just, like, sitting on the couch crying every night. and that's not true. Like, that can be your time to focus on your career, your business, your ideas, and, like I said, travel. And you can still live a very full life.
Right, I definitely agree with that. That was one of my top pet peeves, too. Like, oh, you must be so lonely, or you have nothing to do.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, actually, I'm okay.
Like, right. So, you know, during this time, you know, it's through social distancing, and we've been through quarantine, how can women be more comfortable with being single? Because I know that a lot of people aren't going on dates right now. You know, everybody's kind of still inside of the house. So what advice do you have for, you know, being comfortable being single?
I do think this time can kind of illuminate those, maybe some feelings of loneliness or wishing you had someone. Because especially in the beginning when we were on a stricter lockdown, if you were single, you were literally, like, just in the house by yourself.
Right.
You know, and you had, yeah, and you had other people, like, maybe posting pictures of game night with their families, or, you know, romantic date nights in the backyard, and you didn't have any of that because you're single. So I do think this time can kind of put a spotlight on that a little bit and make you start to think, like, oh, maybe I wish I did have a partner. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, some loneliness is a natural human condition. I just don't like it being automatically tied to being single.
Right.
So I think during this time when our human contact is lessened and there aren't as many events that we can go to and be around people, how you can handle being single is just really have to hone in on yourself. You know, whatever your dreams are, whatever your goals are, you can devote all of your attention to that. You just really need, you know, to talk to someone or be around people. I think it's okay to still, you know, maybe date a little. You just have to be cautious, you know, social distance and wear your mask and maybe do some virtual dates, you know?
Right.
But I think you just take this time to even more so focus on yourself and whatever you've been wanting to do and whatever areas you'd like to grow in. And just give yourself what you need. Don't feel pressure to accomplish something great. Like, if you just want to spend this time, like, laying on the couch watching Netflix and that's what your soul needs right now, and that makes you feel, you know, a little left alone or makes you feel better, I think do that too. Just listen to yourself, listen to your body, and just give yourself what you need.
I love that. Most definitely. Well, you know, the holidays are coming up. You know, it's officially fall, and Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're right around the corner. So what advice do you have for the ladies with those nosy aunts that always ask, like, when are you getting married? Do you have a man? Where is he?
Right. Oh, my God. Right. Like, I know that's the worst. I think this is tough of, because it depends on the place where that is coming from. Like, sometimes people really are just doing it out of love, and then other times there may be something else behind it.
Right.
But I think it's okay to just be straight up with people, and if this is bothering you, just be like, hey, I have these great things going on, and it bothers me that all you ask about is my love life, or my dating life. Or, just be like, when I meet that one, you'll be the first to know. You don't have to ask anymore. you can say it respectfully, but I totally think it's okay to make people aware, because sometimes they don't know, especially if they are old school, like we were saying. Sometimes they don't even realize what they're doing. So I think it's okay to, like respectfully make them aware of what they're doing, and that you don't appreciate it. You can be like, hey, I just bought a new house, or I just launched a podcast or a magazine. I have a lot of great things going on, and it kind of bothers me that all you ask about is my dating life. So if it bothers you, I recommend, like I said, just being honest, because especially if it's someone that cares about you, they may not be aware of their behavior. But if it doesn't really bother you, and it's just kind of like, oh, here they go again, you can just say something like, nope, not yet, but you'll be the first to know. Or you can just kind of nudge them into a different conversation. So if it starts out that way, you can kind of just slide in the other things that you've done and try to steer them away from that conversation.
Right. Like, auntie, let me tell you about this new business venture, though. Would you like to be an investor?
When they say, so you dated anybody,
you can say,
oh, no, I'm dating, but I just launched a podcast,
So you can
just turn that conversation around.
Awesome. So do you have any future books in the works?
No, not right now. I'm really focused on marketing Single Vet. I feel like it's the most necessary thing I've ever written. And it's very important to women, to read it. And so that's really my focus, is to generate as much awareness as possible around this book and get as many women as possible to read it, and hopefully, positively impact them somehow to make you feel less attached to your relationship status.
Yes, I love it. So please tell the listeners where they can purchase the book and where they can follow you on social media.
The book is available on Amazon and all major online booksellers. It's Single Vet, Dispelling the Top 10 Myths of the Single Woman. You can also get it on my website at AkamiaDeadweiler.com. And you can follow me on social media. I am at AkamiaLD, that's AkamiaLD, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome. And you also have an amazing YouTube channel. I checked that out. It has amazing tips on there. You're welcome.
Yes, I'm on YouTube as well.
Well, thank you so much, Akamia, for joining us. It was a pleasure. You definitely gave us some great tips to use, and we will definitely be reading your book.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning into another episode. This episode was brought to you by Popple. Popple is the digital business card that everyone needs. With a simple tap, your friends or business partner can instantly have access to all your social media accounts, music accounts, and payment platforms. Make sure to use promo code AmonMag for 20% off your next Popple purchase. As always, for more news and information like this, make sure to check out AmonMagazine.com. See you next week.